Millions of dollars, a friendship gone bad, and lots of dirty laundry could be the plot of a big budget movie or just a few days in Delaware court. That's where Michael Eisner, the embattled CEO of the Walt Disney Company, has been on the witness stand for most of the week. Disney is incorporated in Delaware. In the mid-90s, Eisner hired his friend, former Hollywood super agent Michael Ovitz, as his number two man. Ovitz was fired after only 14 months and received a $140 million severance package. Shareholders sued, claiming that members of Disney's board should have to repay the money. NPR's Kim Masters has been following the trial in Georgetown, Delaware this week, and she joins us from the courthouse. Kim, we mentioned that Eisner and Ovitz used to be friends. Where did things go wrong?
Well, in the testimony in this trial, these two men are telling very different stories. If you listen to Ovitz, Eisner actually didn't want to share power and just completely undercut him from the first day. Eisner's story is that Ovitz just had no corporate experience. He was an agent. He was tone deaf about how to function in a big publicly held company like Disney. And so what Eisner has to sort of establish in his testimony is that it was perfectly reasonable to hire him. But at the same time, after a few months, Ovitz went into a downward spiral. And that's what Eisner repeatedly called it. And here's how Eisner talked about this in court on Tuesday.
He had lost, frankly, the confidence of the people that worked for him. He was off on a separate mission, which was very self-centered to make himself look good. He was acting very un-Disney-like.
That's the CEO, Michael Eisner, there. How does the Disney board figure into all this?
Well, the shareholders contend that the board was pretty much in a coma throughout all of this, just rubber stamping decisions that Eisner made unilaterally. And Eisner's contention is that he did keep the board in the loop, but the minutes of the board meetings don't actually reflect that these conversations took place, these discussions. And Eisner just sort of has repeatedly blamed the corporate secretary for sloppy note-taking and not putting these discussions into these minutes.
Well, it took 14 months for Michael Eisner to eventually get rid of Michael Ovitz.
Yes, this was quite a slow death. And the shareholders are arguing that Eisner handled it badly because he just wanted to save his own face and to help out his friend Ovitz, and he wasn't thinking about what was best for Disney. And the shareholders say that Ovitz actually could have been fired for cause, in which case Disney would not have had to give him a full payout of $140 million. And to make that point, they are using Eisner's own words that he put into internal documents, and these have come out in the trial. Some of them are kind of embarrassing. Michael Eisner described Michael Ovitz as totally incompetent, untruthful, and there is one instance right after Ovitz was fired, Michael Eisner became convinced that Ovitz had leaked word about the big payoff that he received to the media, and Eisner actually wrote an email describing him as a psychopath. And here we can hear Eisner saying that he didn't really mean that when he used the word psychopath.
I was reading every single day about what idiots we were at the Disney company and how he had done this enormous feat. And I just, in the middle of the night, wrote our head of public relations these points that I thought were significant about him, although I didn't even know what the words meant. I was just so angry. So I was venting.
Kim, this sounds like a grand Hollywood spat. Are there broader implications of this trial?
Well, yes, this is a case that's being very closely watched by people who are on boards everywhere. It's very rare for a court to second guess a board's actions. So some people feel that in the post-Enron world, the courts are sort of signaling that they are not going to give the boards the benefit of the doubt as they might have done previously.
Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Kim Masters covering Michael Eisner, Michael Ovitz, and the board of directors of the Walt Disney Company in court in Georgetown, Delaware.